everybody. Thanks for taking a break with Gene and Mary. It's time here. It's weekday at noon Eastern time, and we're glad you joined us so we can tell you about what's on our minds. Email us and contact Gene and Mary at gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a gift every week.
Warning, warning. Side effects may include jocularity, a little forgetfulness, and maybe you can't read across the screen all the way across the room, but you also might get a little increased knowledge.
Maybe a little bit. I think I'm going to clean my glasses. It might help, too.
We get together. You know, Gene and I don't always get together in person. Sometimes we record the shows over Zoom, and it's really great because then I can't see him and he can't see me. Doesn't matter. Either one of us is wearing our shirts or our pants. But when we get together in person, we're fully dressed, except for on Naked Gardening Day.
Yeah,
but for recording, we do not, we're always together and we give each other dirty looks sometimes, and sometimes we give each other weird looks, and you never know.
Probably not exactly what you were talking about.
Exactly. But you know what? That reminds me, I think it's time for a pun.
All right, yeah.
Because
I love that.
Yeah, I think I just need to do this pun real quick because I don't like puns typically, but this one just got me today. My husband came to me earlier today. And we, a couple days ago, or maybe yesterday, I don't know, I get confused which day was which, but we were talking about, pardon my French. And my husband came to me and said, "What do you call a Frenchman who's getting mauled by a lion?" And I just looked at him like, well, this is going to suck. And he said, "You call him Claude." That was crazy. Anyway, I have a word for the day, which kind of goes along with how I felt after my husband gave me that pun.
Okay.
The word of the day is vexation.
Vexation.
That's the state of being annoyed, frustrated, or worried. But it's also a synonym for irritation, exasperation, anger, rage, and fury. Yes,
it is.
That's interesting.
Really and truly, it's from the Middle English, which comes from Old French or Latin, vexation, from vexare, which means vex, which means harass, or I don't know. Hmm. And the reason we're talking about this is because everybody has experienced anger, haven't you, Gene?
Heck yeah.
The intensity of your anger can range from profound annoyance to extreme rage, like Hulk smash. Oh! It's normal to feel angry from time to time in response to certain situations. And I know Gene has something to talk about, his anger and his process through life. But before I'm going to give him the microphone, I'm going to read off a few things that Barb researched for us and found out what causes people to become angry. Rudeness, grief, being overly tired or overly hungry. And now there's a word for angry hunger. They call it hangry. Withdrawal from drugs. Some physical conditions. Okay, withdrawal from drugs. I think I already said that. Some physical conditions. I get angry when my psoriasis acts up and I really want to be doing things that it prevents me from doing. Mental illness. Yep, I've seen some mentally ill, angry people. They're not fun. Alcohol and some drugs can make you angry. My husband always tells me that I'm a happy drunk, so that's a good thing. Injustice makes a lot of people angry. Just look at the riots we've had in this country. Being teased or bullied, humiliated, embarrassed, deadlines. Now, I don't consider my deadlines. I call them due dates or lifelines. Mostly due dates because that's what they are. I don't get angry at them. I might get angry at myself because I've let one come too close to being surpassed. Personal problems can make you angry. If you miss a promotion at work, relationship difficulties can make you angry. And being angry can cause relationship difficulties. If you have memories of a traumatic or enraging event, and I don't anymore, but there was a time when just thinking about some of the things my ex did made me angry. He wasn't doing them to me at that moment, but remembering, reliving them made me angry all over again until I learned to get past that. An event like a bad, you know, angry traffic or getting into an accident. I mean, how many people have heard of road rage? How many people have had road rage?
Yeah.
I'm going to admit there have been times I've had it.
Oh, I used to drive a lot in the city, and I had it a lot, you know. And, you know, one thing that helped me get over it is two things. First, I developed a driving anxiety, and I started picturing other people acting like fools having that anxiety. And then the other thing is, well, and they might have to really go to the bathroom. It's why they're driving like maniacs. So I try to just get out of their way. And, you know, and I imagine that, and I quit having my road rage. They're either,
you know, there's
anxiety or they got to pee.
There is nothing in the world worse, very few things in the world worse, than being stuck in traffic and all of a sudden your bowels decide,
oh my.
Mother Nature's calling, ding dong, ding dong. And I've been in the car, unfortunately, eating, and I would trigger a hiatal hernia.
Oh, wow.
And I'd have to pull over and throw up.
Wow, yeah.
I had a migraine one time. Had to stop in the middle of Atlanta traffic to throw up. The pain was that intense.
Wow. Well, you know, I've had to have things happen in the cars before. I know that when I moved to the south, from South Dakota out west, one of the things that I thought was interesting is everybody called this nut that I used to enjoy, this pecan nut, they called it a pecan. And when they called it a pecan, the first thing that came to my mind was this can that you keep in the pickup truck in case you have to go, you know, yeah. when you're traveling. So don't want to stop.
Well, down here in the south, we call those Mountain Dew bottles.
Mountain Dew bottles, okay.
Because you can cap them. You can't always cap up a pecan.
Yeah, that's true. Culture
shock. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I remember when I came here from Atlanta, I was opening up my first bank account in the area, and woman in the bank asked me where I lived, and I told her, and she says, I really feel bad for you. You've got to deal with traffic just to get to the bank every time. I said, really? I didn't see that as a problem. She said, oh, yeah, we got 4 lanes out here. I said, really? 4 whole lanes. I came from Atlanta, had to do the loop-de-loop around 285. I was like, this is a piece of, you know, this is a cakewalk.
Well, I don't know. Where I'm from, you could drive in a straight line on a U.S. highway for 8 hours and meet 12 vehicles, you know, and mostly see more antelope than you.
It sounds like my hometown.
Your hometown, yeah.
Only it was 8 miles, not 8 hours.
Yeah. No, it was. I haven't been back out there since I left, and it's so many trees around here in Florida. It's the first thing I noticed, and that's something they didn't have out there. And you get out there and you drive, and you know, you can a lot of times you can just stop and just go beside the road, of course, and nobody's coming by anyway. But a lot of times you want to be polite and have a can in case somebody might come by. You know, you want to incense anybody.
Yeah. Incense. That's another word for anger.
Well, you'll see them again sometime. You want to be their friend or maybe.
Yeah, because if you don't see many people, the people you see are going to be familiar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Everybody knows everybody.
Yeah.
Well, you know, out there, too, everybody waves at everybody, too, because it doesn't matter. They're just so glad to see somebody in the last hour and a half. Everybody waves.
An opportunity for a little exercise.
Exactly, exactly.
Now, you were going to tell our listeners something about anger.
Well, I guess it was back when we were talking about, I guess, the road rage thing is that one of the things I did is all those things on your list that you were just giving, I've had anger over at one point or another in my life. And during a period of time in my life, as I watched things around me in my world just completely turned different than I ever imagined. I was like losing my mind. It made me so mad to see what these things that were out of my control were doing to my people, my humans, my world, my country, all these things that I'd identified with thus far. And I was so mad, and it was a problem. And so I worked through it. And what I realized is that every single ounce of anger that I have is completely inside of me. That has absolutely nothing to do with anybody outside of me.
That's true.
And once I could get that in my mind and really feel that in my heart, I really don't get angry anymore, you know?
It's the same way with happiness.
Yeah.
You and I... You can control Jean's happiness. Mm-hmm. Mary can control Mary's happiness. You can't make me happy. I can be happier when I'm with you doing something. I mean, when we're creating a show or even whimsical wands or some kind of little garden tool, it brings me joy. And it's always great to be able to do this with someone that you enjoy being with, your friends, co-creators, whatever. But still... I could be in a sour mood while we're doing that. Whose fault is that? It's my fault. It's my choice to turn on the happy switch or the sad or the angry switch. Mm-hmm. And it whatever our emotion is, it's ours. It's unique to us.
Absolutely. And I'm just sitting here thinking of this story that someone told. I may have read it or heard it, that really drove the point home to me. It was a story about this monk who lived way off in the wilderness on a mountaintop, and he was devoted his life to be completely within his soul and just completely connect with the divine. And he was spent all of his time meditating and just really felt connected, and he's so connected. He just wanted to have the ultimate personal lone connection with the divine. So he got in a canoe and he paddled out in the middle of this giant still lake at dawn, miles from the nearest anything but open water, and sat there and started to meditate. And all of a sudden, something hit the boat and bumped it. And he felt the anger welling up inside of him. And who could possibly have not tied their canoe up to come out here and disturb me in the peak of my peace and happiness? And he opened his eyes and turned around in anger, and he saw a log, a piece of tree wood that had just floated across the lake and bumped into his boat.
You know, that was like God telling him, you're not all that. You know, you think that you're all high and mighty and peaceful, and you get angry at something natural. You know, it would be like being angry at the water for being wet.
Exactly, exactly. His anger was not at the log. What, are you mad at the log, you know?
Yeah, how can you get angry at a log?
Gonna punch him or what, you know?
Yeah, I'm gonna drown you, log.
Take away his pay? I don't know. Yeah, it was just an impactful story to me. And when I really first... I was really kind of getting good at this, understanding it. And one time I was sitting about before dawn at a stoplight waiting to come to the studios one day. It was kind of a drive at the time. And there was me and one other car sitting here. And I'm sitting here just getting mad at the stoplight not changing. And I'm thinking, just out of the blue, and I was feeling good. And I'm sitting here thinking, wait a minute. I'm just sitting here. The guy in front of me is having his coffee. We're waiting on the stoplight, you know. And it was made me think of that story, yeah. And that's all it was. And that was really pivotal, because I just haven't been like angry like that again. To not be able to let it pass, that's the trick.
Right. Do you know what I do when I'm at a traffic light and I want it to turn green? I tell it, turn green.
Yeah.
I'm ready for you to be green. And it might take me 4 or 5 minutes, but eventually the light turns green and I have the power.
Yeah. That's like the old country doctor who had the cure for the common cold, you know, and just take a couple doses in 2 or 3 weeks, you'll be just like new.
Oh, wow. 2 or 3 weeks. Oh, that sounds just like her.
Yeah, it was. Listen, I think we're
We're out of time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was going to take a bite of cookie, but I want to toot a little recorder music on, out for the day before I take my cookie off my break. I'm sure glad you guys joined us today. Terribly excited that you took a break with Gene and Mary today. Every day at noon Eastern, every weekday at noon Eastern, you can join us and find out what's on our mind and all that. Go to beunique.org to check out Be Unique Radio, all of our radio shows. There's oodles of them, literally oodles.
We are preparing show number 7. Wait till tomorrow. It's debuting. Well, I shouldn't say that because I don't know when people will be listening to this show.
Well,
we are starting Transformational Tuesdays very soon. Excellent.
This is it, you guys. You guys are listeners. You are in on the ground floor. Stay connected with this. Sign up for our. I guess it's what is it? It's reminders that you can. They'll send.
Yeah,
you
if you follow Be Unique Radio on Blog Talk Radio, you will get reminders of every show that drops.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of them. And yeah, I know you might not want all the emails, but sometimes it's good to get a reminder.
Be Unique Radio on Facebook. We do announcements there too. So just keep track because you're on the ground floor of something really big. Yeah, this is great. It's gonna be so fun.
And I'll just spell Be Unique for you. It's BUNEKE.org. Bye, everybody.
Bye.